This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Easter Wednesday, first posted April 16, 2008, 1 Peter 2:4-10 Living Stones, paraphrase, come to Jesus, the living stone, who was rejected by mankind, but is chosen and precious in God's judgment, that we may, like living stones, be built into a spiritual house, where we are to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. God's word declares that he is laying a chosen and precious cornerstone in Zion, the Temple Mount, Jerusalem, the city of God, the church, and those who believe in him will have no reason to be ashamed, Isaiah 28:16. He is chosen and precious to those who believe in him, but those who do not believe fulfill God's word that Jesus is the cornerstone which the builders rejected, and a stumbling stone that will make people fall. They stumble because they disobey the word of God, as they were destined to do. 1 Peter 2:8. Stumbling is the destiny of those who disobey God's word. Believers are the chosen race, a holy nation, the new Israel, the new people of God. We have been called to leave the spiritual darkness of this world and walk in the glorious light of righteousness, John 1:5, 3:19-21, of the enlightenment of divine, eternal truth, John 1:9, and true eternal life, John 1:4, 8:12, 14:6 of Jesus Christ, so that we can testify to the wonderful deeds of our Lord. Once we were nobodies, but now we are God's own people. Once we were under condemnation, but now we have received mercy. Commentary: Jesus is the living stone, the spiritual rock, the cornerstone upon which the church is built, which is that Jesus is the Christ Messiah, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16:16-18. Jesus is the rock on which we must build our lives, by faith, obedient trust, in order to have eternal life, Matthew 7:21-27. Jesus is the rock with us in the wilderness of this world which give us the spiritual water of eternal life, 1 Corinthians 10:4, Exodus 17:6. Jesus promised his disciples that he would give them an eternal source of the spiritual water of life, through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 7:38-39, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. We are called to be living stones built into the church. The true church of God is not buildings or institutions. It is built of individual, born again, John 3:3, 5-8, spiritually living disciples of Jesus Christ who are guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish the mission of the church. Believers are called to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ by the indwelling Holy Spirit within us. Believers are not called to be church members who expect to be served and entertained by the church. Preaching the gospel and evangelism are not the exclusive responsibility of the pastor, the ordained clergy. Believers are to be discipled by born-again disciples until they have become born-again disciples who trust and obey what Jesus teaches, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, and then they are to go into the world and make born-again disciples who trust and obey Jesus' teaching, Matthew 28:19-20, and repeat the process to Timothy 2:2. Jesus is the light of the world, the light of life, John 8:12. His indwelling Holy Spirit is the pillar of fire, Exodus 13:21, which leads us through spiritual night in the wilderness in this world and into the glorious light of the eternal promised land of God's kingdom in heaven. We must leave spiritual darkness and walk in the light of Jesus' teachings in obedient trust in this lifetime on earth, Romans 8:1-9. As we trust and obey Jesus, we receive the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit to lead us and empower us to do God's will. As we live in obedience to Jesus, we will experience His power and faithfulness personally and individually, and we will be willing and able to testify to the great things the Lord has done for us. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus is God's only provision for the forgiveness of our sin, salvation from eternal condemnation, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, and restoration to fellowship with God which was broken by sin, John 14:6, 21, 23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus will either be the rock of our salvation, or He will be the stone that causes us to stumble and fall eternally into destruction and eternal death in hell. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46? Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?